You are listening to the audio production of Designed to Heal, What the Body Shows Us About Healing Wounds, Repairing Relationships, and Restoring Community by Jenny A. McLaren and Cymbeline Tekongokuliat, published by Tyndale Momentum. This book is read by Amy Lilly. To the faithful restorers and sustainers of our healing matrix, Andrew, Lucy, and Larry, Julio and Caleb. Foreword by Lucy Shaw, poet and writer in residence at Regent College, Vancouver, British Columbia. 15 years ago, Dr. Jenny McLaren blew into my life like a fresh wind. I first met her when she took a journal writing course that I was teaching at Regent College in Vancouver, British Columbia. From that early introduction, I remember well her energy and her vivid personality. I come from a family of physicians, two grandfathers, father, brother, son, and while I'm not a doctor myself, I feel a kindred spirit with healers and professionals like Jenny McLaren and her colleague and friend Cymbeline Bem-Kuliat, who can investigate the causes and cures of physical wounds and diseases. As a mother of five, I've also learned a lot over the years, sometimes by painful experience, about illness and accidents, pain and healing. My father was a surgeon, a medical missionary in the Solomon Islands. After his retirement, the family moved to England, where my brother and I were born. We were his only children. Under his influence, we lived a life full of adventures and challenges, both physical and spiritual, eventually relocating to Australia. To my mother's panicked horror, he would challenge us to test our limits, climbing cliffs, hiking and bushwhacking through forests, swimming in the breakers along rocky beaches. On one such outing, I cut my ankle on a sharp oyster shell. I remember how freely it bled and eventually healed under the bandages, though it left a 4-inch scar. This was, of course, back in the 1940s, before the widespread use of antibiotics. My father was a born optimist, and when we would come to him sobbing after a fall or a cut, his invariable treatment advice was, "Nothing to worry about. Dab it with peroxide, then put some baby powder on it to make a scab. It'll heal under the scab, but don't pick at it or pull it off, or it might get infected." So we would dab our scrapes with hydrogen peroxide and watch the little wound fizz, thinking, "Aha, it's working." Now, many years later, new under...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?